B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Back in the day, those classified ads. That's what that was, right there.
Grinder of its time.
Yes. You wanted a grinder back then.
Oh, my God.
No, it was a sub shop. Right? You went for a grinder.
Oh,
am I right?
God. Yes, Bob.
See, that's, right. That's the grinder I know. All righty, then. Good day for a pina colada.
Oh, it is.
Right?
The sun would ever come up.
No lie.
It's coming.
It's 8:38. What's in the laundry, LBS?
All right. Well, Ben Affleck is a liar. Mm. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, you got him.
All right. Okay. I got him good.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get to that, we're going to talk bras and we're going to talk crowns. Let's talk crowns first, shall we?
Okay.
Prince Harry reportedly got a $20 million advance to write a tell-all memoir about his life in the royal family. It's going to be about the man he is, not the prince he was. And I think it's a bad idea. I mean, this whole, you know, I mean, the fleeing from the crown to go to this sort of celebrity status doesn't really make sense on what he said he was fleeing. And I have a problem with it.
It pays well to be an ex-prince. It's actually a good job.
I guess he had to go to a lot of events when he was like prince.
$20 million, you said?
$20 million. Ribbon cuttings. Yeah. A lot of those. They're, you know.
Now he gets to spill the queen's tea.
I know.
Right?
Royalty. I have that tea, by the way.
Do you have that?
Yeah, good. It's really good tea. It's like you can get it. It's a Harman and Sons or something. Huh. It's delicious. It's the official tea of the palace. I had it yesterday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at you, fancy.
Yeah, royalty for me. Okay, bras. Let's talk. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Shailene Woodley, she of Big Little Lies and the Divergent series, who is engaged to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Says she won't do this with a bra on. What is it? Is it jogging? Is it riding a bike? Laundry?
Jeopardy?
Nope. It's sex scenes in movies.
She won't do it with a bra.
Yeah, she thinks it's unrealistic. She's about the craft, Bob.
Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah, she says, I've never felt uncomfortable doing intimate scenes because I'm very vocal, just like Sloan's neighbors, and I always sit down and talk with the director, the other actor. We always have conversations of how you're planning on shooting it. Is nudity necessary? Is it going to distract from the scene or add to the scene? I bet you they all say, hey, it's going to add to the scene. I think it's going to add to the scene. I don't think it's going to distract at all. Anyway,
I always think of Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so they're engaged, and she just came out and said, "I will not do a sex scene wearing a bra."
Yeah,
is he cool with that, Aaron?
I just don't know what it would be like to be married to somebody who is an actor who is, especially a young, like attractive actor who people want to take their clothes off.
Nice.
And then you're like sitting in the movie theater at the premiere and you're like, I'm so proud of you, honey. Oh my God.
Right, right.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
How much did
that
bra,
was a close set.
No bra. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
How much did we get paid?
Right.
That's the question.
Would you wouldn't be cool with that, would you?
No. How much do we get paid? No.
Oh, be careful, you shallow showing.
Oh, I know.
Hey, all right. Okay, so Ben Affleck is a big fat liar.
Uh-oh. He's not fat, you know.
Well, fine.
He's big.
Big.
Yeah, yeah. Why is he lying? What's going on?
I read here that he says he's 6'4" tall.
6'4"?
Yeah.
I don't believe
it for a second.
No.
Do we have any evidence that it might not be true?
I've got this picture right here of him standing next to Tom Brady, who is 6'4".
No, he's at least 3 inches shorter.
I thought he'd be like 6'2", maybe. Who said he was 6'4"?
I guess he said he was 6'4".
Who are these, tall actors?
Tall actors. You know that Adele is 5'9"?
Adele is 5'9"?
And Taylor Swift is 5'11"?
I know that. We met her once.
But I think men lie about...
more than women do.
Yeah, oh, my... men lie about their height all the time.
You know what I found when we were in England last year?
Yes.
Visiting our daughter.
Uh-huh.
people are tall there. And tall the women are tall.
In London?
Yes.
That's because it's a city. And it's. But if you go to, like, the outskirts, they're all like my family.
No, are they?
All short people. It's all bottom shelf liquor for us.
Okay. You got to reach the top shelf. I got you.
Yeah, right?
All right. Good stuff, Elvia. I didn't get out to see your
my family was out in the fields, okay. Potatoes, strong arms and backs.
Didn't see that.
Stand up straight.
Good. You done?
Oh, yeah.
All right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.